Sometime in the 1860s, a young man graduated from Harvard University with a law degree. But rather than join a law firm, this young man set heels on the high speculation and traveled to California, where he could just pick up the gold that was lying about on the ground. But by the time he got here, all the gold had been picked up by someone else. So he had to find another means of support. He purchased some property on Q and Mill Road, where he set up a gate and charged a toll to cross his land. He also planted vegetables and an apple orchard. He would sell the vegetables and apples to miners and others in the county, and once in a while he would load a wagon with produce and drive over Sonora Pass to the desolate town of Bodie. It took a week to get there, but his produce was the closest thing the town could get to fresh produce, so he could sell all he had at a premium and return to Sonora with an empty wagon and full pockets. The Abbott Apple Orchard is still producing apples on Q and Mill Road, but today those apples are not going to Bodie. They are going down to the Indigenous Apple Orchard off Lyons Bald Mountain Road, where Mr. J. Watson turns them into hard apple cider and apple brandy. That's where I'm going this morning, to visit with Mr. Watson and find out how he does it. I've come down into the bottling room. You can hear the bottling machine in the background. I don't want to get too close because it is very loud. Jay told me that they bottle about 4,000 cases a month with 24 bottles per case. I shouldn't call them bottles. They're aluminum cans. They go through the machine. They get washed internally.